Commissioner's Court for Monday, November 24th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Alrighty, folks. Well, this will be a quick day today. This is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioner's Court, open meeting on the 24th day of November 2025, 9 a.m. here in the Franklin County Courthouse, Mount Vernon, Texas. Scotty, lead us in the word.
Okay. Father, come and pray this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for today, for all the blessings you've given us. Thank you for the rain, Lord. We pray that you bless and protect everybody, keep people safe, Lord, and the potential for severe weather that's moving through today. But you just bless us and all the people, Lord, the pools that fill them up with this rain you've given us. Thank you for that. Pray that you bless this court, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, to be able to serve this county. Pray that you give us wisdom and understanding all the choices and decisions we make. God, direct us, Lord. We pray for all of our leaders, Lord, on the federal, state, and local levels, Lord. And we pray for our friends and allies all across this world, for Israel and all the conflict that goes on in the Middle East. We pray for those people as well. God, direct us, Lord. We do thank you with all of our hearts. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Oh, the U.S. flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. All righty, public comments, somebody, anybody next?
Two things really quick. We're not doing any severe weather today, just some heavy downpours throughout the day, here and there, but nothing really bad predicted. Last week I met with Casey Groom from Texas Park Emergency Management. Our emergency management plan, our basic plan is due to redone every 5 years, and ours expires next month. She helped me get ours into compliance. So we're in compliance now. I've got a copy to give to Beth. She'll make y'all a copy to look it over. We'll have to approve that at our next court, and I get the judge to sign it and the city to sign it. So I'm on their way, so you'll see that, just so you'll know. But we're in compliance right now. And she's going to work with me over the next 3 or 4 months to get all the little appendices or whatever those little things are, the little updates that needed to be changed, whatever. So we're in good shape on that part.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Go ahead.
At North Lakeland Voluntary Fire Department, our truck 3 that we got permission to sell, mm-hmm. We've got it sold. I need to see if I can get a title to it. They're supposed to be bringing money to us Wednesday, I believe. And also, we would like to have permission to sell our truck 6 that we got. It's one of the old sheriff department vehicles.
Oh, okay.
I need the last 4 of the van, Jim.
The last 4 of the van.
Mm-hmm. So I can pull the title.
Mm-hmm.
You want to text it to me?
Well, I was hoping to pick that up today while I was over here.
I got a 3-inch. 3-ring binder full of titles. So I'm the last 4 of the men would sure help. That way I can look it up.
Now, the truck that they won't sell, the county truck, do we have to approve that in Commissioner's Court?
Mm-hmm. If so it's in our name, and there again, I need to know if it's in, it might not be in our name, we may just insure it. Oh. It might be in it,
that one should be completely in y'all's name, because it was a sheriff's department deputy truck that when they replaced it, they give that truck to us, and I think they've done a couple of other departments that way at that time. So.
And then again, I will need the last 4 of the men so I can pull the title.
Okay.
And we'll put it on the agenda for the next time, right? Correct? Is that what you want?
Put it on, yeah, the just trying to get permission to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll see if I can get the last 4 of the men on that one.
Yeah, just holler at me and I'll pull them.
All right. Anybody else? All right. We'll go to we can get a discussion if anything else like that comes up and do anything. Item number 1, consider and take action to approve the minutes from the November 10th, 2025 regular session.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it. Number 2, audit claims against the county and authorize their payment.
Yeah.
Chance?
The amount submitted for your approval is $131,727.11.
Okay, any questions over that? Motion to approve that?
Move to approve the claim. I paid the claim this county.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Are you going to be monthly reports? You got that?
Yes.
All right, number three is approved monthly reports.
All right, for the month of October, the constable was $300, tax assessor $199.10, and property taxes $8,493.17. County clerk $20,971.19. District clerk $9,411.50. Justice of the peace $28,932.20. For the sheriff's office commissary $6,729.10. Library $487.49. And then interest was earned at a rate of 3.9%, and that was $29,964.14.
And also thank that Ricky was telling me that our new jail nurse got contacts in Wood County. I think last month he got 88,000 in. He said that was
almost 100.
Yeah.
Almost doubled it.
Yeah.
Or I think they did double it actually.
Yeah. So we're doing very good on that. Right?
Passed the jail inspection.
Oh yes, we did pass it. Did y'all get an email from Ricky? He's waiting for it to come in and everything, but we did pass it.
I got the link. He sent me the link last week. Yeah.
I had to go over and get with him the other day. But we passed, and they were kind of worried because there was a computer. I missed a bunch of stuff prior to September, but he was understandable because there was a new system or something that they tried to explain to him what it was. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to approve the monthly reports.
That's it.
Okay, motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, record canvas of the November 4th, 2025 constitutional amendment elections. We met up here when? Last week sometime, wasn't it? Me and Scott were here.
13th.
13th, and we did that. So, anything you want to say? It is what it is, isn't it? All right, do we have a motion? Oh, we're just recording that, I'm sorry. We're recording that, so I'll put that right there. Record number five, record Jesse's and Angie's certificate of attendance for the 43rd annual election law seminar for county elections official, and that is so recorded. Number six, consider take action to cast votes for the board of directors for the Franklin County Appraisal District. Now, we messed up last time. We just approved the whole thing to accept all of them that they had on there. And apparently, I should know that since we do it every year. But we've got to actually give out 1,266 votes. Now, Mike's our guy, and that's what we usually do. We'll give it. These are the only ones that are going to be in there, because these five will be on there no matter what. So we can separate it, and I had it separated. There were six votes left over. Hold on a minute. Let me get my calculator out. 1,266 divided by 5. That's 253.2. So if we went, I think it was, hold on. 250.
Are you just giving all the random?
Yeah, well, we'll just give them all to mine. Because the school's got 63% of the votes
exactly.
Anyway, so it really doesn't make any difference. So, y'all want to do it that way, or do you want to give?
That's what we've done before. If you gave all the mic, right?
Yeah.
I'm with the guy that we
normally
get one person on the board.
Right. I move we cast our votes for Mike Raymond.
Second?
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Let me sign this. What is today?
The 24th.
24th.
384.
Thank you. I guess where it says secretary, that'd be you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's on the computer. All righty, we're down to discussion items.
Well, I don't know if y'all received, but I got my tax statements in the mail Saturday, so.
Oh, did you? I haven't checked it.
So they're out. They've been mailed out with levy balance, I think she got the levy balance last Wednesday, and then they went to the printer. And so they're, I got mine in the mail Saturday morning.
Good, bad, or indifferent?
That, yeah.
All three.
Well, you got city taxes, don't you? You and Marley got city taxes, thank God.
But it only went up overall $80. Well, mine only went up $80 overall, because the school kind of offset the city difference, so. And then, of course, ours went up, so.
Yeah, it's taxes and death, guarantee, aren't they?
Exactly.
I've been listening to several politicians talk about property tax, you know, that's a big way to get elected, and they don't ever take the property tax away, because they can't. But they'll,
They'll sure try.
Consumption tax is one I've been listening to. Consumption tax, well, we've already got a consumption tax, so what are you going to do, double the consumption tax? All those along the state line, Cass County, Bowie County, Red River, Lamar, which is up there, the one that was talking, guess where they're going to go get their groceries and get their buy their stuff? They're going to go to Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. And then the state of Texas, if they do that, then all the money goes to the state, and they'll divvy it out the way they want, not the way, you know, they're taking away local control, and the best governments you have, and I know everybody hates paying property tax, but the best form of government you get is local. And they have taken the power away from us, as y'all know, about a bunch of
every
stuff.
Legislature.
Yep. And that's just the way to get elected. Property, we're going to do away with property. They've been saying that for probably 20 years, but it's a way to get elected. It's not a way that you're going to pay for it one way or another. It's the way you have out of state come in, and they'll have to pay for it. Now, you do all your fees and taxes and everything else through the state. They're all hidden taxes, like gasoline tax and sales tax and everything else. And that's the reason they got $38 billion in reserve.
I was about to say, they're doing something right, because I got a lot of reserve.
So it's just big government control is what they want. I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats, they want control. And that's just where the
where it's
headed
is, will be employees of the state.
Oh,
I don't see it.
I hope it will be
that way.
But
that's where it's
headed. Anyway, it's making me want to throw up listening to them. Because people are so ignorant of the way things are. They really are. They have no idea how it works. So I'm going to go swallow real hard when I write that check for my property taxes. I will write that check and write it to the state of Texas.
Well, I've already written mine, but the bank pays mine, so I'm going to the other
well,
one.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn. I'm going to motion to adjourn.
Second. You got a motion and Scott Eagle's favorite.
It's true. Scott Stolman.
All right. If I don't see you guys again, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. We got a motion.
We vote on that.
All in favor say aye. All opposed?
Thank you. I don't see that.